Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty and the Son of God. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Jesus is the revelation of God and the image of the invisible God. He's the fullness of the Godhead bought in bodily form. And today, since he rose from the dead, he is alive in heaven. He is in glorified flesh in heaven, even forever. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father on the earth. Glory to God. If anyone belongs to Jesus and knows Jesus, they have literally God Almighty within and all around them. Amen. The chief end of man is to know God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, and man was born to fellowship with him. His glory and beauty and majesty is beyond words and beyond comprehension. When someone meets him, he's the only one they will want. They won't want anything else. And I want to keep saying this. I almost want to say it like 100 times in one message. Why? Because we need to hear it again and again so it gets to our spirit person if we're saved. But also, it is frustrating that we as human beings are deceived. We miss it. You know, we do many, many other things instead of that one thing, which is go straight to him, seek him till we find him. And when we do, we find everything that a human being could ever want, need, desire, hope for, long for, and dream of. Amen. That's it's frustrating too. Let me add this. The enemy, that it says in the book of Revelation, the enemy deceives the whole world. The whole world. Every person except for Jesus Christ has been deceived to a certain extent. Okay. Two practical things. As I said yesterday, I want to give a message about Ezekiel 1 at some point, this glorious vision that Ezekiel had of God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, before his name was revealed as Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's remember, when we read in the Old Testament about these incredible visits of God coming to the earth and visiting man, many of them are Jesus Christ himself. Now, something I just heard in a recent message that I have not presented, something new. When God visited Moses and the elders, you remember these glorious visitations in Exodus, a great man of God says that was the Father God coming down and then leaving, going back to heaven. I mean, this was unspeakable event. But other times, some experts say that, you know, when Jacob wrestled with God and at other times, that was actually Jesus Christ before his name was revealed as Jesus Christ. Okay. Second thing, I do want to give a practical teaching about a wonderful passage when Jesus talks about, it's in Matthew 11, when he starts with, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden." And I want to touch on one specific thing. I'll try to be short, and I will put much of this in the notes. Famous passage, wonderful passage, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, For I am gentle and lowly and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There's 9 points in a summary that I put together. One thing, Jesus said, I'm gentle and humble in heart. The Greek word there is praeus, and it's, some scholars say it could be translated like this: exercising God's strength under control. Another could be gentleness reserved and strength. So we know that Jesus was perfectly consecrated and submitted to his Father. Amen. And he said that they are one. And I'm also going to put in the notes from John chapter 5 when Jesus spoke about this. So wonderful. He said, this is just part of it. Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. You know, and now here's a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Today, when we know Jesus Christ, all because of Jesus, now we can do, let me put it this way, everything that we receive and do in our most holy faith is all because of Jesus Christ and because of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, this is a great saying that someone once, many people have said, Jesus became what we are so we could become what he is. And that's powerful. Another aspect of this, Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. So back then, people probably knew what yoke was more than people do today. Let me read the definition of yoke. Yoke is a wooden cross piece that is fastened over the necks of two animals, attached to the plow or cart that they are to pull. So think of this. Isn't this wonderful? Jesus is presenting this truth. He's now right alongside us. In fact, even more than that, through the Holy Spirit, he's within us and all around us forever. Amen. He's now his yoke. We take his yoke. We get Jesus Christ. Amen. I mean, what an incredible offer. This is the greatest offer and only offer made to mankind. It's the most awesome offer. The most awesome gift. To think that Jesus is now our everything. When our old nature's gone. Okay, so here's a summary. I'll try to finish with this. When we meet him and his glory and majesty, as I mentioned in previous messages, this is so awesome. Everything else disappears and is canceled, including us, including our old nature. Us, we're, and so now Jesus is our everything. He's our food, our drink, our water, our yoke. We take his yoke upon us. He's our, and now we can do all the things that God wants us to do and that we want to do. Amen. Amen. And, I want to though finish with the greatest thing. You know, if you've listened to my messages, you know, I don't want to go into like in-depth teachings and in, you know, too much, and just because we can get all, it's so simple. It's simple and wonderful and glorious, and everything in our most holy faith becomes that when we meet him in his glory. Everything makes sense. It's kind of funny. I actually recorded this message and then my recorder did not work, so I'm redoing it. but I said this in that message that was not saved, you know, when we meet him in his glory, we won't want those other things that we thought would bring us happiness. Okay? We won't even want them because we've found the treasure. Also, many believers, we try, don't we? We try to do the things God wants us to do, and somehow it just maybe doesn't work. When we meet his glory, we naturally want to do all those things, and they flow. Amen. And we could maybe even list 50 different things that now become, that flow, by that I mean they're easy now. We naturally want to serve him, worship him, learn from him, read the Bible and let him reveal the Bible. We naturally now can forgive those people who may have hurt us. We now, those past things that used to kind of haunt us, now they're disappear and gone, and we now realize those things have made us, been part of our testimony and made us stronger and so forth. We just want to be in ministry. It's a privilege. Does that make sense? Like, we could just go on. Everything flows, and everything, he wants to make it easy for us. Now, we still have challenges. We still have living on the earth. We have ups and downs and so forth. But through it all, the anointing, that glory of the Lord, solves everything. Amen.